Jesus Christ is often referred to as the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God. And in today's readings, what we're being taught and what we're being called into is to grow in our wisdom. And this is a lifelong process of growing in wisdom, because everything we do throughout our day requires wisdom. It requires us to look at the greater picture. And that's what wisdom allows us to do, is to look at the greater picture and not to hone in on just a couple points. Because when we allow wisdom to penetrate our lives, we're able to see the greater picture. The Lord helps to illuminate it with the light of truth and of reason, but it is wisdom, and when our wisdom is focused on God, it helps to shed light on the greater picture so we can see the truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ. And we see this now throughout the readings. We see it in our reading from the Gospel about the 10 virgins. There's 5 wise virgins and 5 that are foolish, considered foolish. And the 5 wise wisdoms have grown in wisdom, and that gets manifested in our lives through the virtue of prudence. Prudence of making the right decisions, of allowing wisdom to enter us and to help us to make wise decisions, decisions that honor God and help that light of Christ to grow within us. See, all 10 of the virgins were carrying a lamp, and the lamp and the light from the lamp is considered charity, that they had Christ within them, and the more that Christ entered and was a part of their lives, the greater the light illuminated, which is Christ, and illuminated the path, illuminated the way that they were going on their journey. When Christ is alive and living within them, the light illuminated greater, and they were able to see obstacles in their course to navigate around, because Christ was journeying with them and living with them, within them, so that his light was illuminating them. The 5 wise virgins had great wisdom. They looked at the whole picture. They were called to bring the light for the wedding feast. And what did they do? They saw the greater picture of obstacles that could happen. They saw perhaps the bridegroom would be late, so we better bring another flask of oil with us. They had the prudence, and they had the wisdom and the foresight to see the needs that could possibly pop up on their journey. And they used that wisdom and that prudence in their life to bring extra oil. The 5 foolish virgins, they were narrow-minded, and they were only looking at, let's hurry, we'll escort the bridegroom in, and we'll get to the wedding feast. Their goal was the wedding feast. They weren't looking at the greater picture of what could happen or the needs that might arise. They were focused only on getting into the wedding feast. And what happens, many people might say, well, the wise virgin should have shared their oil with them. Well, that would be giving away their charity, giving away their charity that they were supposed to gain for themselves. But also, it is a representative in our lives for people that judge us, that gossip about us, that try to pull us down to their level. That the Lord wants our light to shine and shine brightly, but he doesn't want others to steal our charity, to steal our love for him and our love for each other. Because we all can think of people that try to pull us down with negative comments, with not so nice words. But the Lord is telling us, focus on me, focus on my desire to grow within you so that your charity and your love for me will illuminate your way, and I will be with you and show you the obstacles of your life so that you will not trip, you will not fall, but you will be focused on me and the path that I have for you. Because each of us has a particular mission. We each have particular gifts that we share on our journey. And Christ is just asking us to do whatever we can to help his love to shine within us so our light might shine forth, that it will illuminate our path and help us to grow in holiness and help us on our journey to the wedding feast, which is heaven. Because we're all heaven bound and we're all journeying together, knowing that we desire to grow in unity with each other, but also our charity and our love for God, that it will illuminate us and illuminate our path. Because our relationship with the Lord is to be the most important thing in our lives. And in praying over the scripture from a homily this week, I was kind of reminded of another story in my seminary formation. As I've shared before, we have a holy hour every day at the seminary, and I usually arrived at about 20 to 6. From 6 to 7, we had a holy hour to pray. And we just passed midterms, and finals are around the corner for those that are in school. But one promise I made to the Lord was I would not give up my holy hour during exams, midterms and finals. There's a great temptation because you might be up a little later, and so you're not getting as much sleep, or you might get up early in the morning to study instead of going to the holy hour. And some of my classmates did, and I don't judge them for that, but I thought, you know, I'm in the seminary to be formed and to grow in my friendship and my relationship and love of God, that I'm not gonna skimp. And I'll tell you, it was hard because I'm a perfectionist and I like everything to check the boxes and everything to happen. And I had to really turn that over to the Lord and show up. And I did. And it was tempting at times not to follow through, but I did. And I'm ordained today. I didn't flunk out, so I guess that's evidence of it. But it just reminded me of that the Lord wants us to be faithful to him. Faithful to love him, faithful to journey with him and to invite him into our day. You know, no matter what's going on, because we all have different stresses and different things going on in our lives, but just, he asks us to be faithful. He doesn't ask us to be perfect because he knows we're going to fall in the path. Sometimes our light might not be as bright as other days, but he's asking that we always get up. That's the most important thing. We always get up and we say, Lord, journey with me again, because I'm going to fall or I'm going to trip. But you're going to be there with me. You're going to illuminate my path this week. You're going to illuminate my path each day, each moment, each breath that I take. And just to allow him to enter us, to take the moments throughout the day to recognize him, you know, to make our day a day of prayer. You know, when you see someone struggling, say a prayer for them. When you see someone that looks like they need a hug, reach out to them. Because we all have opportunities throughout the day to share the light of Christ within us, to illuminate the path for ourselves, but also to illuminate the path for each other. And that's what our journey is all about, is to illuminate the path so that Christ's love will shine and shine brightly on all that we encounter during our day.